Welcome to the Beer Den Podcast. Tonight we're drinking Puma from Rheingeist.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Beer Den Podcast. My name is Ethan Hoopy.
And I'm Michael LaRoe. Tonight we're drinking a Pilsner from Rheingeist. They're based down in Cincinnati, Ohio. A couple hours away from us, actually.
Hey.
If you haven't figured out where we're stationed at. I don't know. We make it pretty obvious, I feel.
We've kept it kind of vague. I feel like people would have to know that we're in Ohio, but...
Yeah, we've
talked about Michigan being north of us. That's so true. Unless we're in, I mean, I guess there's other states, but.
Oh, no, not really.
Kentucky is like directly below us.
Oh, yeah, south of us. Yeah. I meant like states
oh, like north.
North. Of us.
No. Yeah. I was thinking like, yeah, there'd be other states that Michigan is technically north of, but.
We'll put it this way. We're between Michigan, Kentucky, Indiana, and Pennsylvania.
There you go.
It's Ohio.
Hint, it's Ohio.
This is the Puma
from Rheingeist.
Yeah, they have interesting names for all their beer. They're like, I think they have one that's like Truth, and
ooh,
like they're just like kind of one
justice
word,
justice in the American way,
something. This one pours like a really translucent white yellow,
yeah,
color,
very light yellow, sort of on the pale side. It is a Pilsner, so that's kind of to be expected.
It's not as golden as I would have thought it.
Yeah,
like I would expect it to be like a slightly darker yellow,
which actually kind of makes sense though, because I mean this one is a little on the lighter side. Like does have a pretty good flavor to it, but I would say that it's I don't know, it doesn't taste cut like it's cut with water or anything. But I don't feel like the flavor is as punchy as some other Pilsners that we've had.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that zing to it that like, that hits you right in the gut.
I thought this one had a pretty sweet smell to it, though. And like flavor-wise, it was more on the maltier. Like
yeah.
In the description, it kind of says like it's a hoppy Pilsner.
Yeah.
But I definitely felt more bready malts.
Yeah, I think that it definitely didn't have the bitterness of being like really hoppy or anything. I think in the aroma, I definitely could tell there was a bit more hops to it than I was expecting. But in the flavor, it was not really overly hoppy or anything like that. I thought it was actually pretty mild hoppiness. I was expecting a little bit more zing in the flavor of it, and it actually wasn't there, which was nice to me. I really liked that. I thought it was very smooth, very clean.
I thought it could have been a little bit more like crisp though.
You really liked a little bit more.
This one felt kind of heavy.
Okay.
And it was a little drying, like just a little bit drying aftertaste to it. We base everything on three criteria here on the podcast. We have quality out of 50 points, value out of 25, and design out of 25. I scored this at a 33. Ethan, you had it at a 34.
Yeah, I ended up going with a 34 just because I thought it was really well put together beer. Definitely something that I would look to get again. I thought it was pretty refreshing. Pilsners, I like Pilsner, my Pilsners to be a bit more refreshing over like heavy. And I thought it did an all right job of that. I kind of wish it did have a little bit more to it. I thought the flavor was a little bit mellow. Although I wouldn't want it to go more hoppy, I would prefer it to have a little bit bolder flavor somewhere.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. This one, I felt like it was heavy. And I like mine to be crisper Pilsners. And I just... This one was kind of in a category of its own when it came to that. Value-wise, we found this at $9.99 for a six-pack. I ended up scoring it at a 17, and Ethan, you had this at a 16. I think we both felt that was a pretty fair price for the quality of beer that you get.
Yeah.
Design-wise, you scored it at an 18.
Yeah, I thought it had, it touched on a lot of things that we tend to look for. It does have a brief description on it, which I always like to see. It has the ABV of 5.2%, which pretty good right there where I would expect a Pilsner to be. And one thing that I did notice on it is it does have the IBUs clearly printed right next to it of 40. So you can kind of expect this to not be too hoppy of a beer, you know, or I guess it's not going to be very bitter of a beer. Which is good, again, for a Pilsner.
I would have liked to have seen, like, a website or any social media hashtag, any of that.
Yeah, it's definitely handle. Missing that.
But it did have, like, clearly printed on the bottom of the can when it was bottled. They even have, like, a Pumalicious little thing on it. So I guess you could technically hashtag that if you wanted, if you were in on that joke.
Yeah, it even has the batch number that and it came from, which
I thought
is
that was
unique.
Nice information to have on there.
Yeah.
But overall, I ended up scoring it at a 17 for design. I think it could have had a little bit more like with the color. And their cans kind of stick to a theme where it more pronounces their company branding versus the beer as an individual.
Yeah, it's very very generic looking cans. If you see like a bunch of different Rheingeist beers lined up, pretty much the only difference that you're going to be able to tell is maybe the name of the beer and the colors that are used. But besides that, you really wouldn't be able to tell a difference between can to can. You wouldn't have really any way of determining what to expect just from a visual perspective. But yeah, I do think that it's a pretty clean looking can. It actually does have a lot of blank space in it that I feel like they could have added a bit more information. They could have done something with. It's just there seems to be some missed opportunities there as far as the can design.
So overall, Ethan, that's a 68 for you, a 67 for myself. So we're going to average those out. We have a 67.5 for Rheingeist Puma Pilsner.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to another Beer Den review.
Don't forget to follow us on social media. Links down in the description.
Subscribe, like, and share. And if there are any beers you would like us to try out, leave them in the comments below.
We'll see you on the next episode of the Beer Den podcast.